Hi, this is Brian Ward from Shout Factory, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
This.
Hello and welcome to episode 60.5 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Steve John Mike, and joining me to celebrate Halloween 2015 is the spicy one herself, Jennifer Martin. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
That's good. Today we're going to be reformatting Tooncast Beyond and moving towards a seasonal format. What this means is instead of an overall cartoon series review like we've done in the past, where we've done the Wacky Races, Dastardly and Muttley, various film reviews. We'll still do animated film reviews in there the same way we always do, but as far as the actual animated series like Spectacular Spider-Man, Iron Man Armored Adventures, that kind of stuff, I started this stuff with Remote Control, the current generation TV podcast that we have, where instead of talking about a show overall, we break down each season. So we're going to be bringing that into Tooncast Beyond to kind of give us a little bit more room to discuss the cartoon itself and going by season for whatever. Like, you know, say we talk about the 2003 Teenage Ninja Turtles cartoon that has, like, I don't know, eight or nine seasons or whatever. As I said, we're going to be celebrating Halloween. This year, this is our first Halloween episode for Tooncast Beyond, I think. We did do It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, over on Tooncast Classic, which I will be reposting on Saturday night, October 31st. In 2012, Disney Channel and Disney XD launched a new animated series entitled Gravity Falls. And from 2012 until now, I have just I'm not the supernatural fan. I'm not the paranormal fan at all. I watched X-Files when I was a teenager, and X-Files to me is kind of like what It's a Wonderful Life is to Batman. I just couldn't get past the title. you know, so I'm
out.
Not...
Huh? Missed out.
Well, I've seen several episodes of the X-Files, but it's just not my thing. So when Gravity Falls came out, I was like, okay, it's a new show, whatever, it'll be all right, you know. And then everybody just kind of flocked to it. It's like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever, which, you know, made me go the complete opposite way, have nothing to do with it. I didn't dislike it, but at the same time, I didn't really like it. I just had this feeling of, eh, it's there. I'll get to it when I get to it. for those of you who obviously don't know, since it's her first time on here, Jen is, we've been friends for a while, and let's see here, how am I going to put this? She's probably the only person that could ever get me to actually watch Gravity Falls, because before her, because I wanted to, wait, what?
No, don't keep talking.
Oh, you're just laughing, okay. Yeah. She's the only person that could get me to watch Gravity Falls, because I wanted to see why she enjoyed it so much, and I thought maybe I would enjoy it. So that's why we're actually here. There are several cartoons in the history of animation that I will probably never, ever get to, simply because Ren and Stimpy's one. And that's just on the animation alone. It has nothing to do with the cartoon. It's the animation style. But anyway, but Gravity Falls, I wanted to see what she had, you know, what you had really felt so adamant about, and you were creating all these crap. I lost my train of thought, folks. You were creating all these fanfic thing. I don't want to say fanfic, but you were creating these original characters and that kind of thing and whatever else. And I was like, okay, so I will, you know, check and see what it's all about. And I sat down. I found some way to watch season one. Not that we condone that here at the Geekcast Radio Network, but still, that's just the way it had to be done. So I found a way to watch the show. And I watched, I knew I was going to take Tooncast Beyond in this new direction. I didn't want to watch ahead into season two. I wanted to stick with season one and be all right and whatever. So we had that going. And I watched the first season, and I really enjoyed it. Because my thought was Gravity Falls, even though it's on Disney XD or the Disney Channel or whatever, I figured, it's going to have some horror elements to it, which it does. It doesn't really, but it almost could if they wanted to go a little bit more adult than they are doing. And I'm so not a horror fan whatsoever. I'm just not. So I'm like, I'll leave it alone. Yeah. You, on the other hand, you're big into the horror genre. Yeah. So that's why we're here today. We're here to talk about Gravity Falls. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself so they can get to know you a little bit better?
Well, not much to really say. I'm an artist. I've been drawing for as long as I can remember. I do a lot of fan art, a lot of original stuff. I have done some freelance comic work here and there. Not really much to say, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Gravity Falls, as I said, it started in 2012. It is created by Alex Hirsch. It has currently two seasons, 38 total episodes so far. And for those that don't know, like me, or that I didn't know at the time, the basic premise goes something like this, as we are setting the stage here at Tooncast Beyond. For their summer vacation, 12-year-old twins Dipper and Mabel Pines are dropped off from their home in Piedmont, California. For a second there, I thought that was going to say Piedmont, North Dakota. It's a bad Coyote Ugly joke right there, folks. To the fictitious town of Gravity Falls, Rogue Hill County, Oregon, to live with their great uncle, Stan Pines, often shortened to Grunkle Stan. Things are not what they seem in this small town, and with the help of a mysterious journal that Dipper finds in the forest, they realize that their everyday lifestyle has changed. With appearances from Wendy Corduroy, Dipper's crush, Seuss Ramirez, friend of Dipper, and Mabel and Handyman to Grunkle Stan, plus assortment of other characters, Dipper and Mabel always have an intriguing day to look forward to. So far, out of this, you know, for me, with this, you know, setting the stage in season one and everything else, they're essentially at summer camp, right? I mean,
kind of, sort of. I mean, they're basically doing. They're visiting their uncle, their right. great uncle for the summer, and he basically just kind of uses that to have them also kind of work part time at the Mystery Shack.
Yeah.
So in doing so, they get involved in all kinds of little adventures and things like that. Yeah.
When I first watched it, I thought because the way when I watch cartoons for reviewing on this show, or when I watch cartoons to review for an actual review podcast like our Transformers review podcasts or the Gem review podcast or something, when I'm sitting down to watch something, I'm not actively looking at stuff to nitpick or be negative about, but I'm looking for something that is going to turn me off to the show. It's just a subconscious thing that I do. And I thought by the fourth or fifth episode, I was going to be ready to just hang the show up to dry and just not even worry about it ever again. I plowed on through, and surprisingly, I have honestly, and we'll get to this a little bit later, but I remember when I got finished watching the first season with episode 20, Gideon Rising, I really had nothing overtly negative to say about it. It's actually a pretty good little show. The characters are well put together and all that. Let's get into some first impressions. When did you first hear about this show, or when did you first see it?
I actually first heard about it some time ago. I heard about it before it was going to air. I had seen a preview on Disney Channel that they were going to do this thing. It had like a little behind the scenes look at it, and they talked about the show Gravity Falls, and I kind of looked at it and I'm like, oh, okay, it looks kind of cool, you know, whatever. But I never really like took the time to sit down and watch it. And some time goes by, and like a lot of things, I just like will put it off. And finally, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she's like, oh, you gotta watch this show, it's so good, and you're really gonna get into it. So, alright, I'll bite. So I went online, and I watched one episode. And by the end of it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool, I guess I'll watch another one. And then that turned into, okay, now I gotta watch another. And the next thing I know, like, after about 2 or 3 days of binge watching this show, I've got the whole series pretty much watched. And I am hooked. And like, oh, I'm sitting there going like this kid that's like had like a lot of Mountain Dew, and I'm like, oh my god, this show is so awesome. Crap, oh my god. You know, so yeah.
I'm going to resist my urge to throw in the awesome song right now.
Yeah, but yeah, I was like, geez, I was there was no turning back after that.
Mm-hmm. So you have watched the whole series at this point, at least to what they've aired. The new episodes.
The new one airing tonight. It's supposed to be, I guess, a multiple part of the series finale. Nobody really knows for sure.
Yeah.
What that'll be, but.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, the final episode, or one of the final multi-part episodes, is called
Weirdmageddon.
Part one. I wonder if Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck are going to show up. Sorry.
Maybe. Never know.
Oh, God. Know. You remember Look Who's Talking, right?
Oh, God, yes.
You remember when we first hear Bruce Willis as Mikey?
Yeah.
Imagine that voice is Bill.
That might actually make him even more appealing, too.
Oh, no. See, I should really keep my mouth shut, folks.
Can't take it back now. It's out there.
Yeah, I know. All right, my first impression, when something is out there in the universe and it's pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed at me like a certain Let It Go film was, unlike Frozen, I didn't have like too many negative, I was just tired of all the hype about Gravity Falls. Mm-hmm. Frozen, I actually, and you all have heard it in episode 58 why I don't like that movie, but there's actual plot points in that movie that just are not for children whatsoever. But with Gravity Falls, it was just like, okay, it's a, like I've already said, it's a, you know, paranormal, it's supernatural, and that's just not my thing, because all I can think of is Sam and Dean and all the violence on the CW, and I'm like, you know. But obviously Gravity Falls is not that, so I went in, and my first impression after I watched the first episode was, wow, this is, you know, it's got some pretty funny jokes in it, and I want to keep watching and see what happens. And that's essentially what the first impression for me was. So jumping on the, well, not the casting couch, that's for the movie show. This is the who's who of the show. For the cast and primary characters, you already mentioned we have Dipper and Mabel Pines, the twins, we have Grunkle Stan, we have Seuss Ramirez, Wendy Corduroy, and Waddles, who is Mabel's pig. Waddles. Oh boy. He's not in enough episodes.
I love Waddles.
Other characters in the show include the Sheriff Blubbs,
who was voiced by
Kevin Michael Richardson.
That's right.
Deputy Derlin, who was voiced by Keith Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Toby Determined, Manly Dan, who was voiced by John DiMaggio.
Right on.
Wow.
Love that.
I can't believe Stifler's mom is Lazy Susan.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes.
She's awesome.
Yes, she is. You've got TJ Miller as Robbie. Yeah. You've got obviously Dee Bradley Baker as Waddles. You have Thurip Van Orman as Lil Gideon.
He's also better known as Flapjack.
Oh, okay. So that's where I know him from.
Flapjack, yeah.
Yep. You have, let's see here. There's so many. You have Nathan Fillion as Preston Northwest. There's so many fun characters here, and
they get some great guest stars, especially, and we can't really go into it here, but in season two, mm-hmm. No, I won't say much, but it will shock you.
Don't spoil season two.
No, we'll get to that in due time.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah.
They got Mr. Insuck himself, Lance Bass, to play the several times band members. Oh my god. It doesn't say who Wilfried L played. That kind of sucks. But he was
plays Wilfried L.
Oh, okay.
No, plays himself. The guy on Saturday Night Live.
Will Ferrell.
Not Will Ferrell. Will
Forte.
Will Forte. He's the, I cannot remember this character's name. He's kind of like that effeminate guy, you know? He's
okay.
He's always going, get him, you know?
Yeah, I remember that now. So,
cool.
Overall, the cast of characters are just really awesome. You know, you got Stanford Pines, which I didn't know this, like, oh my god, it's J. Jonah Jameson, Mr. J.K. Simmons himself.
Oh, yeah.
I did not put that together at all, because it does not sound like the J.K. Simmons that I know.
When I first saw him, I kept going, oh my god, I know that voice, where have I heard that voice before? And then, I had to go on to Internet Movie Database and look it up, and oh my god, it's J.K. Simmons. Okay, oh my god, that's so awesome, you know. And I love J.K. Simmons, you know, he plays like a bunch of my favorite characters, you know, in Spider-Man, Juno. I don't know if any of you have ever seen Juno. He was
dad
in Juno.
So.
It's one of my favorite. He's just been in a lot of great stuff.
So going back to the Pines family here, we've got Jason Ritter, son of John Ritter, as Dipper. We've got Kristen Schaal, a.k.a. Trixie from Toy Story 3, mm-hmm. as Mabel.
And Bob's Burgers, character she plays?
Oh, I don't...
Please forget. Ah.
And then creator Alex Hirsch lends his voice to a bunch of characters as well.
Yeah,
most of the other characters. Linda Cardellini voices Wendy Corduroy. When did you know, at what point did you know that you were in for the long haul on this show?
Oh, God.
Probably when Mr. Triangle showed up.
He was in the first episode I watched, actually.
Oh, so you didn't start from the beginning, you cheater.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch them in order. I just watched them all randomly, you know, which wasn't a big deal. I mean, I didn't need to, like, piece everything together so much. It was pretty easy to figure out what was going on. But honestly, I by the first episode, I was like, okay, I have to see more of this. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to really pinpoint exactly when I became really invested in it. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say somewhere between the first and second episode.
Right. Alex also voices the character of Bill Cipher, a powerful mind demon from another plane of existence that can influence and control citizens of Gravity Falls through a transdimensional mind space. And... you better watch out, because the bus is coming, baby. And Jen has a love affair with this character, pretty much.
It's true. I have a problem, folks.
With Gravity Falls, I think the coolest thing, and I think what's really interesting to this show in relation to other things that I enjoy, it's almost like Dipper is a cross between... Now, I don't know which is which on Supernatural, so I'm going to say one of the brothers on Supernatural.
I would definitely say he's more of the Sam.
Sam, okay. So, yeah, I've never seen Supernatural, so I'm not even going to speak.
I want to say Mabel would be Dean, only because Dean is like the... one that sleeps around a lot and maybe that flirts with every guy she meets. So that's about the only trait that I can imagine they have in common.
So Dipper is a cross between Sam from Supernatural, Mulder from the X-Files.
There's a great deal of anybody who ever watched the show Twin Peaks. There are, in fact, in a perfect example of this, in the episode, The Hand That Rocks the Mabel, mm-hmm. the episode where we first get introduced to Gideon,
right.
He just becomes totally infatuated with Mabel and tries to, you know, date her. And there's this episode, there's a scene in the episode where they're in this restaurant. And if you notice the restaurant, it is taken out of an episode of Twin Peaks. So there's like a lot of Twin Peaks references that are being thrown your way. And those cool. who are a fan of the show or are old enough to remember the show will pick up on those like instantly.
Yeah. So what I was saying about Dipper is that I see him as a cross between Dean, Mulder, and Ben Gates from National Treasure. Now, the only reason why I say this is because of what I'm going to bring up next.
Okay.
Within Gravity Falls, they use ciphers. And in National Treasure, in the first film, they talk about ciphers and they have to, you know, decode the cipher or whatever. So that's where I'm kind of pulling the National Treasure reference out of. And all of the ciphers are really interesting. They're little bits of text, and there are different substitutional ones in throughout the season. And it's kind of like they're playing a Where's Waldo game with you, except there's no Waldo.
Right. You notice at the end credits how they have little symbols and things that they want you to add up, you know.
Right, yeah. So as I went through this, I liked certain episodes more than others, as it's just going to happen to be. And like I said before, there isn't really anything here that I disliked about it. Now, some of the stuff with Robbie, Robbie is Wendy's other
on again, off again.
Yeah, yeah. There are some certain things with him that I can't really put my finger on it now, but it's just, that guy just rubs me the wrong way. I mean, obviously.
Rubs everybody the wrong way.
I mean, obviously, Wendy is, how old, oh God, I can't believe I'm spacing on this, folks. Wendy is, she's 15 and Dipper is 12, but hey, what's a 3-year difference, right? But
according to Dipper, wait. It's not that big a deal, but
yeah. Well, you know, try telling that to 10-year-old me, lusting after it. Never mind. I'll tell you about that off air. Anyway, so as I'm watching this, there are certain episodes I like more than others. I don't actively dislike any of the episodes, but like some of my favorites are The Hand That Rocks the Mabel. I thought that was pretty cool. The Double Dipper. That was hilarious.
Oh, Paper Jam Dipper.
What the does PC load letter mean? I just kept thinking of Michael Bolton from Office Space the whole time. Oh,
God, right?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I like the
started on Office Space. I'll go on for hours on that.
I don't think we've ever done that over on M Wire. Oh,
that's another episode we need.
Yeah, another. Ladies and gentlemen, we have so many podcasts.
Oh, we're gonna
be doing together. Oh my God, there's just so much stuff. I like Irrational Treasure. I thought that was a good episode.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
And you notice from some of these titles, like. You know, you said that the Hand That Rocks the Mabel is one of your favorite ones. You know what that stands for, right? You know where they got that from, the name.
Well,
right?
There's a lot of play on words, on play on titles. Some famous Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Irrational Treasure is obviously, you know,
National Treasure. Time Traveler's Pig is Time Traveler's Wife.
Right. There's a lot of those. You'll find a lot of those. And another interesting thing too is that you want to talk about Time Traveler's Pig, the character Blendon Blandon,
mm-hmm.
His name is. He is actually voiced by. None other than the same voice actors that portray the voice of Rick and Morty. Those of you who are fans of that show,
cool.
Who you all know, they're really good friends with Alex Hirsch.
Awesome.
So you're gonna find like a lot of little like homages and little Easter eggs in, and they hide in each other's shows. And again, we'll go more into that in the season 2.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, no, there's a lot of neat stuff. There's just like a lot of little like hidden gems and Easter eggs, and it's really just worth watching.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. I didn't realize how much fun the show was gonna be.
And if anything, I'm like kicking myself for not
finding it sooner.
And I knew it was around, and I knew it was like one of those things that I kept saying, okay, well, one of these days I'll watch. One of these days, kept putting it off and finally sat down and made myself do it. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, what is wrong with me?
Have you've seen the OC, right? The 2003 Fox show.
No, I never really got into it.
Okay. We'll work on that. But, okay, in the OC, we'll make some sort of deal. We've already made so many already. In the OC, one of the main characters, Seth Cohen, comes up with his own holiday. Because the Cohen family is Jewish, and Ryan Atwood, played by Ben McKenzie, who is now...
It's not called Festivus, by chance.
No. Just hold on. So, in the OC, Seth Cohen, played by Adam Brody, the Cohen family is Jewish. Ryan is, you know, Christian or whatever. And So Seth comes up with this brilliant idea to celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah together.
Oh.
He calls it Chrismica. Okay. So we have Chrismica. Over on Phineas and Ferb, we have either Swinter or Wummer for summer and winter combined. And now for Gravity Falls, we have Summerween.
Summerween. Yes.
Summerween was awesome.
Oh, no.
They absolutely love that.
The pumpkins for watermelons, jack-o'-melons.
Now, hopefully when we eventually get Alex Hirsch on here for an interview, I have to ask him this. Was episode 14 of season 1 just to give the animators a break? Because the Bottomless Pit episode, once they just end up in the Bottomless Pit, it's Mabel, Dipper, I think Waddles is there too, Stan and Seuss and Wendy. It's just the characters on a black screen. So I'm wondering if if the animators needed a break that day, the background people. Now, I'm not putting the staff of the show down at all, but I know how much hard work goes into putting a show like this together. But I just really wonder about that. Okay, there's my one little nitpick, folks. I found it. I kind of like the
analogy. What do they call that? Is that right? Analogy.
I think so.
It's like when they do the Simpsons, like Treehouse of Horror. I mean, they've done at least two episodes where they've done like the three stories.
Oh no, Treehouse of Horror has been going since year one of the Simpsons.
It's in that same style. There's three different stories. And I don't know, I thought that one was kind of charming. I liked the
I liked the
voiceover.
Cool. Yeah.
Dipper. Oh. When he gets stuck with that announcer's voice, you know.
Oh, the announcer's voice was awesome. Because I think, wasn't that Gary Owens? I swear that was Gary Owens before he passed away.
It's like, I'm even so pathetic when I cry.
Well, in that episode, they all made fun of his voice, his regular voice. And they're like,
I love Mabel's reaction when she wakes up and she's like, you know, oh my god, I possessed my brother.
What are some of the other episodes that you like?
Oh my goodness. Well, let's see. A lot of them are in season 2, so I can't really get into those.
Yeah, no. From season 1, what are some of the episodes?
Season 1, I love the Summerween episode.
Yeah.
I love the opening sequence when they're coming to the store and Seuss is just pushing on all the stuff and making the stuff talk and kids are running around the store and Gruckle Stan is trying to steal stuff. Because I work in retail and I used to.
Why is Grunkle Stan stealing his stuff from his own store?
Because he's Grunkle Stan. I don't know what you always say about that. But I work in retail and like the girl that works at the shop there, and she's like sitting there going, I hate Summerween, you know. And I worked, my first retail job was working at Target. Mm-hmm. And I worked the seasonal section. And it was just like that. Oh, my God. I started from October into December. So I worked with all the Halloween stuff. And I was the one that had to, you know, clean up all the Halloween costumes after all the kids were done tearing them out of the packages. And I just remember sitting there going, this. let's see, there was that one. I liked Dreamscapers. That was a really good one. That was, you know, of course, when they introduced my favorite character, Cypher.
Yeah. Now, okay, explain this, because I still need to figure it out. Why is he your favorite character? Why is Bill Cipher your favorite character?
You know, I don't... I can't really explain why, because he's probably one of the best villains that I have seen in a long, long time. And I don't know, just something about him. He's just very appealing to me. He's got a lot of charisma, and he's really well written, and I just, I don't know. He just cracks me up. I don't know. I like him. I like him. He just speaks to me.
Sure. I mean, I like Bill. I haven't seen enough of him because he's only in the final two episodes of season one.
I mean, they really... He's supposed to be, like, a big part of the show, and yet they only show him in so many episodes. And there's a reason for it, because they're slowly working their way up to...
The big reveal.
Of this big reveal, which we're going to be getting into in this episode that premieres tonight, and then the following episodes. But again, that's all season two stuff. We can't talk about that right now. But but it's
as season one progresses, we have Dipper finding this book, which is just the giant number two with a hand on it. I love the author. I love the narrator. I love the voiceover for the narrator of the book. I thought that was hilarious. I thought it was great. So Dipper has number two. Evil Lil Gideon has number three. Yes, he does. Yeah. No. I got it backwards.
Dipper has number three. Gideon's got number two.
Yeah, Dipper has number three. Gideon has number two.
Right.
So Gideon has number two. So the story evolves into Gideon finding these three books. And he realizes that Dipper has one of them, and he thinks that Dipper just has the first book, and there's only two books, and whatever. So he eventually, you know, gets it away from Dipper, and goes home, and realizes, wait, there's three? Oh, no. Now I really need the Mystery Shack. And I'm doing a really, really bad impression of Gideon here, folks. As the season progresses, when we get to the season finale, it's like, it's this all-out hunt for the other book. Well, lo and behold, Grunkle Stan ends up with both books. And as the series, or not the series, as the season ends, we see that he has the first book in a hidden room behind the vending machine.
Which, and it'll keep, you know, hinting at this vending machine all throughout the series.
Right.
You know, you see him, you know, punch in the code and go and, you know, open up the vending machine and go to the secret room. But, you know, you really don't know what's going on beyond that. Again, they want to work up to this big reveal thing.
Right. So they're getting there, and we get to the big reveal, and it's this some otherworldly, like, I don't even know what the hell's going on. I'm still, all as I can think of is it's like the singularity in The Flash season one. It's like, oh shit, the end of the world is about to happen, and Grunkle Stan is the cause of it. Overall, season one, absolutely love it. What about you?
I love it. I mean, I have no nitpicks or anything. It is, you know, it is one of the best shows I have seen in quite some time. And, you know, we went through, it seems like we went through like a point in time, like a dark era of cartoon shows where there was really nothing good on for the longest time.
Besides
Phineas and Ferb, Danny Phantom, and I love Danny Phantom, and there were good shows, but not that many. But it seems like, thankfully, and I don't know if it's because, you know, there's a generation of animators that came from the generation that came from our generation, so it's almost like they know what we want.
Yeah,
they know exactly, they know their audience because that was them. You know, mm-hmm. so, like, now we have My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, we have Adventure Time, we have Rick and Morty, we have so much great TV, and it's almost, and I mean, and the stuff we grew up was great, mm-hmm. but it's almost better now. There's just something about it, it's just like this perfect mix of everything. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, you know, I really enjoyed Gravity Falls. I went into it with an open mind. As I said before, I wanted to see why you enjoyed it so much. Because, as I've already said a million times this episode, I'm not normally someone that would watch something like this. But because I have watched it, it's like, it's not half. And I'm not meaning this to be negative. It's not half bad. We have a section here, and I don't know if it's going to be able to work for this episode for Gravity Falls, because there really isn't anything like this, but how does the show stack up? How does this show compare to other shows within the same franchise? Well, it's the only show in its franchise, so. How does it stack up against shows in the same genre? Do we really have another supernatural, paranormal cartoon show right now other than Gravity Falls?
None that's on the air that I can think of right now.
Yeah, so that's out. How does the show rack up against other shows in its time slot? What is its time slot? That's
I don't really watch it on TV. I watch it online. I catch the episodes online, so.
Yeah. You said it aired on Mondays, so it's like the Monday night Disney XD block. And
yeah.
Disney XD.
The thing about, you have to remember, is that the new episodes are aired so far apart that you really only get a few new episodes a year, if anything.
That's right, folks. Through the magic of the internet, we now know Gravity Falls airs Monday nights, usually on Disney XD here in the U.S., 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Yeah, that's right. In its time slot, it has, along with it, Wander Over Yonder, Pickle and Peanut, and reruns of Kirby Buckets. I've seen advertisements for all these other shows. I've seen so many advertisements for Wander Over Yonder, it's beyond all wonder, I guess you could say. The only thing that appeals to me about Wander Over Yonder is the fact that the guy that voices Wander is the same guy that voiced the carnival guy in Despicable Me. The guy working the... You know what I'm talking about. The guy working the rocket thing.
Yeah.
But that guy also voices Carl and Phineas and Ferb. So Gravity Falls, in its time slot at Mondays at 8 p.m. on Disney XD, I have to say, out of the other shows, it's probably the clear-cut winner.
Mm.
Most likely.
Absolutely.
So we are the GCRN review crew. We rate things 0 to 5 stars based on the GCRN universal rating system. What are you going to give Gravity Falls Season 1?
I'm 5 stars all the way.
Okay. Because it left me on such a cliffhanger, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5, which is really liked it. I did very much enjoy it. I do think that they're... As I'm watching it, there's going to be room for different things, and not necessarily room for improvement, but room for my enjoyment to grow with the show. As we've said, the show is currently in its second season. We don't know at this time if it's going to get a third season or not. We can hope. So, as I already mentioned... In the where does the show stack up? How can you watch this show? It's for when and where. It's on iTunes. It's on, well, you can buy it on iTunes. I'm sure you can buy it on Amazon if you want to do that. But it airs when new episodes air. They air Monday night, 8 o'clock on Disney XD here in the U.S. We are going to take a quick break, come back with our last words after this.
Then you know what this means.
Syrup race!
Ah. Go, Sir Syrup!
Go, Mounty Man!
Go, go,
go, go,
almost,
go, go!
Almost, yes! I won!
Oh, no way! Hey, Mabel, check this out.
Human-sized hamster balls? I'm human-sized!
No, no, Mabel, this. We see weirder stuff than that every day. We didn't get any photos of those gnomes, did we?
Nope, just memories. And the beard hair.
Why did you save that?
Good morning, knuckleheads. You two know what day it is?
Happy anniversary?
Mazel tov!
It's family fun day, genius. We're cutting off work and having one of those, you know, bonding type deals.
Grunkle Stan, is this going to be anything like our last family bonding day?
You call that Ben Franklin? He looks like a woman. Uh-oh.
Oh, the county jail was so cold.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Now who wants to put on some blindfolds and get into my car?
Yay!
Wait, what?
All right, folks, we are back and we're going to close this out. For me, when it comes to, I don't want to do predictions or anything like that, but when it comes to what I'm expecting out of season two is I hope that they answer what the hell's going on with Stan, like, right away. Or it doesn't have to be right away, but they essentially left us on a cliffhanger at that last episode for season one. So I'm hoping the first episode of season two at least addresses that. I think it would. But I'm not sure. As far as my expectations for season two, I don't think this is a show you can really have too many expectations or stuff you want to see out of it, right? Because you just never, that's part of the fun, is you just never know what the hell is going to happen.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I honestly, you know, I would really like to see, I would really like to see a little more bonding with, you know, Grunkle Stan and the twins. Especially, I know I like the fishing episode, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see some more of that. You know, obviously want to see more Bill, which I know we're going to be seeing plenty of as that gets revealed more. But, you know, yeah, I just you know, but for the most part, I'm pretty happy with where the show's going. I think that it's not gonna leave any disappointment whatsoever.
So far it hasn't. So there is that. And I am going to start watching season two at some point. I don't know exactly when. How the format for Tooncast Beyond will go, folks, in this new era of the show, we're going to rotate episodes. So, this is episode 60.5. This was a cartoon series. The next episode, episode 61, will be an animated film. Episode 62 will be a cartoon series, a season of a cartoon series. Episode 63 will be an animated. So, it goes back and forth between animated series season and animated film. I am still hoping to do 25 Days of Christmas this year. Don't know if that's going to get done or not, but I'm hoping. So I think that's going to do it. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond. Wish you'll join us next time when hopefully, as I said, we'll be kicking off the first annual Tooncast Beyond 25 Days of Christmas. Where can the people follow you online if they're so inclined to do so?
You guys can follow me on my DeviantArt gallery if you want to see my work. I am on there as Plum Petal Pixie. DeviantArt.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. You can follow me there as Spiced Demon. And
That's pretty much
it. That's it, yeah.
All right. You can follow me at TFG1 Mike on Twitter. You can follow at Tooncast Beyond on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. That's going to do it for us. So for now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Spicy Demon.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Bye.
Blindfolds never lead to anything good.
Wow, I feel like all my other senses are heightened. I can see with my fingers.
Grunkle Stan, are you wearing a blindfold?
Nah, but with these cataracts, I might as well be. What is that, a woodpecker?